India has expressed its happiness over Hassan Rouhani's election as Iran's next president. Indian Foreign Minister Salman Khurshid, who was on a two-day visit to Iraq, termed Rouhani's victory as a good signal and said it indicates much greater convergence and consensus amongst people and public opinion in Iran. He called it a welcome sign and an outcome of Iranian democracy.
New Delhi attaches great importance to its ties with Tehran, and analysts say both countries are likely to see greater interaction in the days ahead.
The outcome of Iran's election has surprised many in India. Hassan Rouhani won Iran's presidential election by securing over 50% of votes and competed with three conservative candidates and two independents.
The Iranian election has been followed with a lot of interest. The fact that Mr. Rouhani has been elected has elicited very favorable comment. And I think those in India who have engaged with Mr. Rouhani when he was earlier in the cabinet have indicated that there are many areas that India and Iran could engage in.
India hopes that the new president would give a new focus to issues in the region.
India also sees Iran as a sensible, responsible counter to the hegemony of the United States and Israel combined in trying to dominate the Middle Eastern world.
India is also hoping to see the lifting of the Western sanctions against Iran in the future.
So I think there's a certain degree of expectation now in India that they would be able to engage with the new government in Tehran with much greater both traction and a sense that there are priority areas that could be taken forward. So I think it's a very positive dynamic as far as the bilateral is concerned.
Rajnath Singh, who is the president of India's main opposition Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, has congratulated Hassan Rouhani and has expressed hope that moderate voices would now be strengthened in Iran. New Delhi is also trying to increase the trade between the two countries despite illegal US-led sanctions. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.